Proclamation number 4549 of 25th of January, 1949. Spreading error in the end time. God's counteraction. Error will always break through more easily than truth, because it is more appealing to people, i.e., it takes into account people's state of imperfection. Truth will only satisfy those people who have the inner drive to ascend, who are therefore no longer turned towards the world and its stimuli and also deal with the demands which are not so pleasing to the body, if truth demands this. And yet the truth will triumph. For all who cling to error will perish, while truth also guarantees eternal life. 26th of the 1st 1949, for truth is divine and will continue to exist for all eternity, but the fact that error will spread everywhere in the lost days to such an extent that truth will only prevail to a vanishingly small extent is the reason why God Himself, as the eternal truth, embodies Himself again in the spirit of people who want to serve Him as bearers of truth. For the few people who are still open to the truth need special care so that they will not suffer harm in the midst of an environment which is touched by influences from the kingdom of darkness. They need increased strength, they need direct instruction from the kingdom of light. And therefore God gives them extraordinary consideration and sends His word to them in a way which is indeed extraordinary but which could also be explained naturally for people's sake, so that they will not be forced to believe. God Himself instructs people in truth through the mouth of a servant who places Himself at their disposal, so that purest truth is guaranteed and all error is excluded. But the belief that what is offered is truth has to be won by the human being himself, otherwise even the deepest truth will remain ineffective. The examination as to whether God speaks through that person can certainly be carried out by every conscientious and truth-desiring person, for the divine teaching of love will underlie every word and this will never ever use a countervailing power to push people away from God. Everything that has God as its aim, everything that testifies to God's love, that teaches love and promotes perfection, is divine. Thus it originated from God Himself, and the standard can be applied to it at any time. And therefore everyone can undertake such an examination, for if he is of serious will he will feel the divine in his heart. Because what originates from God works as strength in the heart of the person who desires God and thus also the pure truth. Anyone who is willing to do so is capable of testing, for he tests with the support of God who gives everyone the power of realization so that the truth will break through and displace error, so that the flock of his own in the lost days will have a strong support in the knowledge that God Himself dwells on earth in the spirit of those who are willing to serve Him. Amen.